Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Bava Kama, Perig Yud, Mishnah Yud, Meichen, Meichen like small pieces of wool, Shakoivis Meitzi. I take my wool, I give it to the washer. He washes it in the water. He gives me back my clean wool. He looks in the water, and there are small pieces of wool that fell off. Harielu Shaloi, the washer keeps it. The Balabayas is not makbid on this, and even if he is makbid, says the Batanura, Loi have a kepeda. It's not called a kepeda, because people just aren't makbid on these little pieces of wool. However, Usha has Soyrik Maitzi. Soyrik is a person who combs the wool. Now here the comb rips out big chunks of wool. Harielu Shal Balabayas, because that's a Dover Chashev. Here people are makbid. Vayter Zakta Mishnah, Hakoyves Neitel Shloisha Chutin. The washer takes three threads. These threads, they remain dangling from the corner of the beged after the weaving process is over. V'hein shaloi. And they're his. It's a davar muyat and people aren't makbid. However, if for whatever reason Yasser Mekain more than that was left over, Hare Elu shel Balabayis. It all belongs to the Balabayis. Fight Rezak the Mishnah, Imhoyer HaShachar al Gabi HaLavan. If the threads that were left over were black threads, and the baguette is a white baguette, so really the balabas has to take it off, because it doesn't look nice. So then Neutelis Akerli takes everything of Hein Shaloi, and they're his. Because here the owner is kind of happy that he did the job for him to take off the black threads, and now his baguette looks nice and white. Vaitra Zagda Mishnah HaChayat Shashier, a tailor that left over during the sewing process. Minachut, part of the thread could they lit for a bite in order to continue sewing with it. You see, you have to have like the length of the needle coming out of the needle in order to be able to sew. Umatlis, or a small piece of cloth. Shehi Shalish, that's 3 fingers wide. Al Shalish, by 3 fingers. Hari Elu Shal Balabayas. Because on these things, the Balabayas is makbid. But less than that, it's his. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah. Masha Choresh Moitzi B'matzad, Hari Elu Shaloi. The worker is working with the wood, and he has to straighten it out. So he has a kind of a keli called a matzad, which we would call, let's say, a plane. It scrapes down the wood till it's straight. So small pieces of wood fall out. Who gets to keep those small pieces of wood? Hari Elu Shaloi, the workman. However, Uva Kashil, if he's working, let's say, with a large keli, a kind of an axe, and now big chunks are falling off. Oh, that's already a davar chashev shel balabayis. That belongs to the balabayis. Balabayis would be makbid on it. Now, we're talking about a private workman. I give him my wood and I say, please fix this. Please make a shtender for me. Make a svarim shank for me. However, if he's an employed worker, if he's someone that works for me, again, it's not that I took my wood or my broken piece of furniture to a shop and I said, please fix this. I hired this man. He works for me. If this workman, he works there for the day, then Afanasiris, even the small pieces, shel balabayis, belong to the balabayis. So once again, quickly chazring over. If I give my wool to a washer and there are small pieces of wool that fall off in the water, the washer keeps it. People aren't makbid on that. Even if someone is makbid, it doesn't count. That's not what the world does. But the one who combs out the wool, here big chunks fall out, that belongs to the balabayas that I'm makbid on. We said that sometimes in the weaving process, some threads are left over at the bottom. The washer takes them off to make the baguette nice. So up until 3, he takes off and he keeps. More than that, it belongs to the balabayas. But if it were black threads on a white baguette, so the balabayas really wants them all off, then the din is, he takes everything. The workman takes everything for himself. We said that the tailor that leaves over part of the thread in order to sew with, hanging from the needle, or even just a patch, which is 3 by 3 fingers wide, belongs to the balabayas. That's chashev enough that it belongs to the balabayas. And finally, we learned in our Mishnah, and the concluding halacha from Masechtas Bava Kamma, if the worker, the carpenter, is making something straight and filing it down, let's say, planing it straight, and small pieces of wood fall off, that belongs to him. But if he's using a larger keli where big chunks of wood come off, that belongs to the balabayas. But this is only if I bring my item to the worker to fix. But if he works for me, he's hired for the day, and even the small pieces belong to the Balabayas. Hadron Allah, Masechtas Bava Kamma.